this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Tropical Storm Arthur continues to get better organized tonight off the South Carolina coast. There are tropical storm warnings for later tonight and tomorrow for the Outer Banks. Plus, we have severe weather tonight across central Illinois and Indiana. Watches in place and numerous warnings for heavy rainfall and gusty winds. That rain extends east of Chicago now up through Michigan and back into the western Great Lakes. And south of Chicago, through the Mississippi Valley, all the way to the Gulf. And there's a new storm hitting the Pacific Northwest tonight. Snow, higher elevations, but mainly heavy rainfall. Tomorrow, Arthur hits eastern North Carolina. 2 to 3 inches of rain, tropical storm force winds. And is caught by that approaching front coming from the Midwest. Rain's heaviest from the Ohio Valley down to the Gulf. Little risk of anything severe tomorrow. And cooler air then follows that for a couple of days. And the Pacific storm, it kicks in, spreading rain into the Central Valley of California. Snow levels dropping to 3,000 feet. The heaviest rains bumping into the Continental Divide. Holding up for a day before racing on to the plains midweek. Tomorrow will be a busy weather day again. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Now, the only industry that is thriving in a pandemic. From Corolla to Parma, it's the drive-thru brew. Drive through and you're through. Never leave your car. Get stuffed with Stegmeier. Now, the adventures of life inside the drive-thru brew. We catch up with the manager and his assistant, Jake.
Now, Jake, our business is through the barn. We have never had so many cars in the drive-thru brew. What is the biggest seller so far?
We have a lot of peels and the Stegmeier Hootenanny recordings from WARM Scranton, 1968, and T-shirts. We sell a lot of T-shirts about the drive-thru. It's a top souvenir.
You are the movie signs on the Joey Shaver Show.
The T-shirts take us back to a time of wet tea contests, sleepovers when all you wear is a tea, and Fort Lauderdale before the town council drove out the kids and destroyed the beach with expensive condos, and Neil Rogers died.
Okay, that's the saddest part. Weak-kneed, slimeball, yellow-livered, lily-livered politicians. Why don't they have altar girls?
Jake, there is clearly something wrong with you. Oh, Lordy, what's next? Rehab?
Next time on Life at the Drive-Thru Brew.
You have to experience life in Mercury being in retrograde.
Sterling on Sunday's Life in the Drive-Thru Brew. Word Car. Speaking.
Did you hear that John Weatherby said there's bad weather coming to the Corolla drive-thru brew? We wish them all safety and only good things. I'm Walter Sterling. For about 10 hours before I go on the air, I listen to the same song over and over again. Tonight I listened to this by the Bangles, and I'm looking at Susanna Hoffs. Susanna Hoffs, and I'm thinking one thought. This was recorded in 1985. I'm like, why didn't Susanna Hoffs marry me? Why didn't she want to marry me? I know what she wants. In the 80s, I had a platinum American Express card. I had a suite at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel in Los Angeles. I had pretty much everything she would have wanted. I had an apartment on Gramercy Park in New York City. Now I don't have anything. Don't get any ideas. I'm one of the people now. Believe me, I'm right here with you. But there was a time when I was exactly what Susanna Hoffs wanted. Let's steepen this for a second. do. She went and married a rich director. She went and married a rich director guy. And even worse than that, she's happy. And when asked, you know, why don't you and the Bangles go out on tour? You know what she says? I really haven't thought about it. She has no animosity toward the Bangles, no animosity toward her songs. Perfectly happy with her past and herself. And she says, I just have to think about it. But Susanna, the question is, why didn't you marry me, Susanna Hoffs? And I actually think I know the answer. But if you think you know the answer, the number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. The Bangles were magic.
If she knew what she needs,
he'd be giving it to her. I would have been giving it to her. Absolutely guaranteed. I would do anything to have made Susanna Hoffs happy. And now the most amazing thing about Susanna Hoffs, you look at Susanna Hoffs today, and she looks the same. Susanna Hoffs has not aged at all. Has not aged at all in the 400 years since these records. And when you watch the video of Susanna Hoffs singing If She Knew What She Wants, she is clearly singing to me. WALT 888-688-WALT. Why didn't Susanna Hoffs marry me? That's the question. That is the only thing you need to care about tonight. All right, coming up tonight, we have the usual edition, Drive Through Brew. I'll play it again at 12:16 tonight. Two Florida stories. Count them, two Florida stories. Your master class, and we're going to reveal secrets of the curse of Oak Island. Why didn't Susanna Hoffs marry me? In the 80s, we were the same age. I had credit cards, a big apartment on Gramercy Park, a major media job. I'm like, wait a minute. Some movie director who directed like one funny movie, that's what she married? She could have married me. 888-688-WALT. Welcome to the big show. There's nothing else quite like this. Live on a Sunday night. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Ever wanted to go somewhere different, unusual, a place that doesn't make sense? It's called Asbestos Falls, and we'll visit on Sterling on Sunday, where this week most fonts have been banned. That's coming up.
All right, I'm throwing out the story about the guy with the peg leg. Okay, I'm throwing out the story about the guy who was doing you-know-what while he was driving. I should have all my stuff together by the time it's my turn for Sterling on Sundays. I'm James Parker. Something's coming up on Florida Stories.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. What are the telltale signs of being abducted by aliens? Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
You're sitting there. It's late at night. And you get to feel your body. You get to know what's going on. The thumb joints. Your feet, the ankles, the knees, something hurts. There's no reason for it to hurt any more. Thanks to CBD products. CBD products are products extracted from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. They are legal. You don't need a doctor prescription. You don't have to go to one of those scary stores where there are strange beads and incense or a cart in the mall. No. CB Distillery gives you a wide variety of CBD products. You buy them online. They get sent to you in a beautiful box, perfectly packaged. I was stunned when I got my first order of CBD products. Now, what do you do with them? Well, if you get the creams or the salves, you put them right on the pain. You rub it right on the pain. And in my experience, it removed the pain not in an hour. It removed it instantly. It removed it instantly. Then you can take CBD pills, capsules, and your pain will be removed. That was my experience.
See if it's yours. I can't promise it's going to do this, but that's what happened to me, and I am a cynical son of a gun. I didn't think it was going to work at all. CBDistillery.com. They have hundreds of thousands of happy customers. Their products are tested and purified to the highest standards. This is a real company. All they do is extract the great CBD from the hemp plant. That's what they do. That's their business. This is CBD products at the highest level. Go to CBDistillery.com, put in the promo code Walter, and get a significant discount. Go to CBDistillery.com, CBDistillery.com, put in the promo code Walter, and get a significant discount.
Sterling on Sunday.
I love 4hymns.com. The reason I love it is finally, there's a company that makes products just for guys. Hair products, skin lotions, conditioners, even tea. Can you believe it? Tea. But the thing that you want is the little blue pill in generic form that'll give you an erection on demand. An erection on demand. That's because now we can finally afford it. It's in generic form. Try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to 4hims.com/Walter. That's 4hims.com/Walter. ForHims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See the website for full details and safety information. Keep the lawyers busy. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, ForHims.com/Walter. Susanna Hoffs would not have thought I was in shape. I wasn't fat, but I was not in shape. And now I'm actually fat. You think you're fat, too. I know what you've done. Since you've been stuck at home, you've been looking around going, you know, I'm really fat. There's something I should do about being so fat. And you get on the scale. Well, maybe you get on the scale. There's no way I'm getting on any known scale. I remember in my youth, I saw that some scales went up to 200 pounds, and I thought, I will never weigh that much. I can't imagine weighing that much. And, of course, now I weigh more than that. And I'm ashamed. I'm so ashamed. A lot of many people stuck in the house. Ironically, right now I'm chewing on a cookie. Many people stuck in the house the past few weeks have said, you know what? I'm going to lose the weight. I'm going to lose the weight, as though it's someone else's. They don't say, I'm going to lose my weight. I'm going to lose the weight. And they get in touch with Weight Watchers or Nutrisystems or Noom. It's astonishing how many commercials are on TV right now for weight loss products. Astonishing. Years ago, it was, what was that pill? AIDS, yes. The pill is called AIDS that would help you lose weight. Or you'd go to Vic Tanny's salon, right? The Vic Tanny salon. But whatever it was, there were these simple solutions. And now the solutions seem very complex. What's that machine you're supposed to get on now? I'm not getting on that machine. I get a video of somebody saying, come on, Susan. Come on, let's go up the hill. Let's go up the hill. And you show these two people on two separate machines, and they're jogging in place, but they're in two separate apartment buildings, glass enclosed apartment buildings, because they're cool and groovy. Now, it looks to me the people on these machines are already skinny, like really skinny. And these are just incline conveyor belt jogging machines, except they have a big TV screen, and it's custom for you. And the videos say, you know, come on, Susan. Come on, Frank. Let's go up. Come on, you can make it up the next hill. You can make it up. Meanwhile, they're in $8,000 a month apartments. They're already skinny. Things already seem to be fine. And they're looking at each other through the glass windows. And then when they're done, they like wave at each other and go off to their venture capitalist jobs. I hated them on sight. I can't relate to them at all. You know the commercials I'm talking about. But then before you get to the overpriced machines, there are these products for us, Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem. And what I'm about to talk about is not about those products. Let me be clear. Those products may or may not be fine. They may or may not be right for you. They are not advertisers on my show. But I'm going to share with you my experience. Now, something happened this time. I have been on Nutrisystem before. And this time, I ordered it up. Because now it says Nutrisystem for men. And there they show somebody in Sears clothes or JCPenney clothes. They show a guy in JCPenney clothes. Whenever I see JCPenney's, I always have the same thought, ill-fitting. They always look ill-fitting to me. And there's a guy in JCPenney's clothes, in Sears clothes, in Walmart clothes, and he's fat. And then in the next slide, he's skinny. He's still in ill-fitting clothes. It would really help him a lot if he'd spend the 20 extra bucks and get a tailor, but there he is in ill-fitting clothes. And, now, you know, he's skinnier. I get the new, so I said, you know what, I'm going to get skinnier. It's time to get skinnier, and I'm stuck in the house. All I can do all day is watch Netflix and Hulu and Fox News. That's all I can do. I'm watching Fox News, Hulu, Netflix, everything that's ever been done on Hulu, Netflix, right? And I'm going to order it. And I'm proud of myself because a commitment to Nutrisystems is not cheap. To invest in a month of Nutrisystems is a significant investment. It means that I'm serious. I ordered the Nutrisystems food. I have no idea what's going to come, but it's Nutrisystems for diabetic men. Now, that must be quite a crowd. That must be a hell of a group of guys. Diabetic men ordering Nutrisystems. That's my group. Those are my people. Yeah. What am I going to get? A bag of popcorn? It arrives 2 weeks ago. It's in one of those styrofoam refrigerator boxes. In case you're wondering how this works, it arrives in one of those styrofoam refrigerated boxes, and it's huge. A child could arrive in this. A dog could have arrived in it. Now I drag it in. I cut open the tape. And the guy who leaves it on the stoop looks at me with fear and suspicion. The delivery guy, it's a different than usual delivery guy. And he looks at me like, what have you done? Walter, what have you done? I bring it into the house. The big white styrofoam Nutrisystem box. I bring it into the house. I cut open the tape, and I realize that everything in this Nutrisystem box is frozen. It's all frozen, and I have a human-sized freezer. I do not have an industrial freezer. I don't have a Costco freezer. That will come next, but we need the next cycle of checks from our advertisers to come in before I can get the giant freezer for the garage. I open up the styrofoam box, and everything is frozen. And warnings everywhere. Dry ice. Be very careful. Don't touch the dry ice. Be careful. And there is, it says breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. The packs have markings. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. But they're all frozen. Now, what does this contain? It contains, oh, look at this, a veggie burger. There's a veggie burger. What's that, a snack? No, that's dinner. And what's this here? This is a frozen waffle. Oh, does it come with syrup, butter, strawberries? No, that's just on the picture. Now, I have Kellogg's frozen waffles in a box that my kids love. And I tear this open, and it's a frozen waffle. It's the same as the Kellogg's frozen waffle. And now I'm like, what? And then then there's a bagel, a frozen bagel. And again, I look at it and I go, okay, this is breakfast. And the picture of the frozen bagel on the Nutrisystem frozen bagel bag shows cream cheese on it. And I open it up. I figure, well, maybe there's frozen cream cheese. You can freeze cream cheese. And no, there's no cream cheese inside. It's just a frozen bagel, like a Lender's frozen bagel. This is not disparaging toward Nutrisystem. This is my problem. Now, I'm looking through the box of frozen food from Nutrisystem, and I'm looking for instructions because I want to cheat. Immediately, I'm like, okay, how can I cheat? And there are no instructions. I just get boxes and boxes of frozen food that are supposed to last me a week and no other information. But here's the dilemma. And here's the real problem, which is me, not Nutrisystem. Here's the real problem. I figure, all right, and I open up a Nutrisystem lunch. I don't even remember what it is, but I open up a Nutrisystem lunch, and I eat it. It's, you know, I don't know, a cheeseburger or a veggie burger or something. I don't know what it is, but I eat it, and it was fine. It was good. Anything I've eaten from this has been tasty. And then, 20 minutes later, I go back into the kitchen, and I make myself a grilled cheese, a normal grilled cheese. And then I find some grapes and an apple, and I eat the grapes and the apple and a normal grilled cheese, plus the Nutrisystem veggie burger. And that is what I have done for a week. I have eaten the Nutrisystem foods plus whatever I would have eaten normally. Yes, I've been on Nutrisystem, which to me means that I've eaten Nutrisystem food plus whatever I would have eaten normally. How have you dealt with this? Because it seems I'm not ready to do it. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, 888-688-WALT. How have you managed these diet programs? Sterling on Sunday.
For the sixth year in a row, we have a named storm in May. Before the official start of the hurricane season, June 1st. By the way, an early named storm is no indication of what kind of season we're going to have. I can tell you, Arthur will be but a footnote in weather history. Just some heavy rain and gusty winds for eastern North Carolina tomorrow. And that's it. Tuesday, it's out into the Atlantic and fading away. And that'll be it for Arthur. But the worst weather of the week is still to come. A big upper low from Canada will follow Arthur and that front directing Arthur with some cooler weather midweek. Then that new Pacific storm will get pushed out onto the plains and we'll get a new round of severe weather and another wave behind that, looking to add rain to your Memorial Day celebrations, whatever that may involve this year with COVID-19. So this may be the week distance learning actually wraps up in your schools. We still need to be weather alert. Here's some good news, perhaps. There's no new tropical concerns coming up. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
It is so embarrassing. I order Nutrisystems. They are not an advertiser. It's a fine company. I am a lousy customer. Giant box comes. Foam box. Styrofoam box. I open it up. It's filled with frozen foods. It's my first week of Nutrisystem. Filled with frozen food products. Macaroni cheese. And then macaroni and cheese. And over here is macaroni and cheese. And I'm like, I'm so excited. I'm going to do Nutrisystems. I have made a commitment. By the end of the week, what I have done is I have eaten all of the Nutrisystems food. And I have eaten all of the normal food I would have eaten anyway. And I swear I put on 5 pounds. It's not because of Nutrisystems. It's because of Walter Sterling. John in Delaware, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hello, sir. You know, there seems to be a common problem here during this virus situation. I made up a pretty nice sign. I took some time and made a decent sign up. That says, keep back 6 feet. And then I put it on my refrigerator. It actually works pretty well.
John, that is a great idea. Thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday at 888 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I'm live on a Sunday night. It's 37 past the hour. How do you deal with this? Because now that I'm sitting, maybe, you know, maybe if I was getting out and had distractions, I'd be able to stick to the Nutrisystems or the Weight Watchers or whatever plan it was, because they're all fine if you do them. But I can't do them. I'm stuck. I'm eating twice as much. Now that I'm on Nutrisystems, I'm eating twice as much. Nutrisystem for men. And there's the fat guy in the JCPenney clothes. I'm like, I wear better clothes than that. And then he's skinny in the JCPenney clothes. And I'm like, when I'm skinny, I wear better clothes than that. And he could do it. I can't do it. Frank in Sacramento, listening on KFBK. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Frank.
Yeah, hi, Walter. Walter, just all came together for me.
Yes.
You hit it. You were handling a show out here in Sacramento a couple of months ago, and you asked the question, why are Californians so unhappy? And I called them, but I said, well, we're pretty happy. And then you are, now you're, tonight you're talking about Nutrisystem, and just dawned on me, Californians are so unhappy because there are so many people out here who don't need to be on Nutrisystem. I got to be on Nutrisystem.
Now, I was guest starring for Pat Walsh on KFBK. Pat's a great host.
Yes.
He's a great host. Why are they unhappy? Because they don't need to be on Nutrisystem. You mean because they need to be on Nutrisystem?
No, because they don't need to be.
They don't need to be, but they... So explain to me how that causes unhappiness, because I'm not too smart. I went to Syracuse.
They think of themselves as being better than others.
Yes, they do. Californians, especially native Californians, especially, listen carefully, third generation native Californians consider themselves right up there with the Queen of England. Am I right?
Right on the button.
And if they were born in the Pacific Palisades of San Francisco, might as well be Buckingham Palace. Might as well be Buckingham Palace. I love your laugh. You're a good guy. Thank you very much for calling. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. There's Judy in Dallas, and every week Judy calls in with a terrible joke. Now, I'm going to talk to Judy now because we have to settle something with Judy. Judy, welcome to the big show. Hi, Judy.
Hello. How are you?
All right, Judy, listen to me very carefully. I want listen to me. I want you. No, you keep talking. You need to listen to me.
Go ahead.
I want you to call in at 10:35 your time. That's when you're scheduled to call in. But you call in at these random times. And then our producer,
please
listen to me. I'm begging you to listen to me. Our producer asks you sweetly to call in at 10:35 your time. And because I can't fit you in at these other times, I have other things scheduled because unlike most hosts, like your hosts on WBAP, I actually program my show. I actually schedule the show. Now you may speak, Judy.
Okay, I just usually by that 10:35 at my time, I'm usually trying to get ready for bed or whatever. So it's just real hard for me to do it at that time.
Would you like us to negotiate a new regularly scheduled time for Judy's bad joke?
That would be great.
What time should that be?
Sometime before 10.
Sometime before 10
Mountain Time, yes.
Central Time, right?
Yes.
All right. Do you have a bad joke for us now?
I sure do. What do you call an alligator in a vest?
What do you call an alligator in a vest, Judy?
An investigator.
Tonight we've got the usual edition, Drive-Thru Blue, Blue Blood, Florida Stories, Masterclass. You and I are going to talk about the horror show of what every kid in high school experiences this year, not having a graduation. All of that in you. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Ever wanted to go somewhere different, unusual, a place that doesn't make sense? It's called Asbestos Falls, and we'll visit on Sterling on Sunday, where this week most fonts have been banned. That's coming up.
All right, I'm throwing out the story about the guy with the peg leg. Okay, I'm throwing out the story about the guy who was doing you-know-what while he was driving. I should have all my stuff together by the time it's my turn for Sterling on Sundays. I'm James Parker. Something's coming up on Florida Stories.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. What are the telltale signs of being abducted by aliens? Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and late at night on the late shift, there are scary sounds outside. You may be working at home, but worse, you may not be working at home. You got kids at home. One of them calls you at 1:30 in the morning and says, I hear something outside. What do I do? Well, what do you do? You're supposed to stop work and go home? Of course. You're supposed to call the police and you don't even know what it is? What are you going to do? Finally, there's a home security system that you and I can afford. It doesn't require wires or a central office or a subscription. It's called Blink Home Security, B-L-I-N-K, Blink Home Security. Here's how it works. It's an app that goes on your phone. Then it has little cameras that have no wires. You put those cameras wherever you want. Where are you going to put them? At your back door, your front door, the garage, the scary window basement to the scary window in the basement? Where are you going to put it? Then if something goes by it, you will see instantly what is in front of that camera. Because they are motion activated. The minute something goes in front of the camera, boom, you see it on your smartphone. And then you can record it, use it for the police or insurance purposes, but then at least you know if it's something scary or just a stupid raccoon. That's the advantage of it. BlinkProtect.com. You go there, you get all the information, and then you put in the promo code Walter, and you get a significant discount. BlinkProtect.com. That's the website. Get all the information. Well, this must cost a fortune. No, it costs $79.99. That's what the system start at, $79.99. That's it. Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
All right, we have information about your masterclass. We have Florida Stories coming up, Drive-Thru Brew once again, plus the usual edition. My particular perspective on the horror known as public radio. The horror known as public radio. That's coming up in seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday, live on a Sunday night. There's nothing else live. That is the key advantage that I offer. Is it content? No. Is it entertainment value? No. Is it technical facilities? No, I'm actually in my laundry room. People think, Walter, you're really in your laundry room? Yes, I'm really in my laundry room. Why is that? Because nobody wanted to do the right thing and invest in a proper studio. And then I realized that a proper studio would not help the situation in any way. It would not help. But my problem right now is the fact that I have invested a significant amount of money in Nutrisystem, not an advertiser. And I get this giant styrofoam box of frozen food, frozen mac and cheese, and then here's some frozen mac and cheese, and then here's some frozen mac and cheese. And I'm like, this is great. I am going to lose weight because I'm just going to eat the frozen food in this box. Now, in my case, it did not come with any instructions, and I ordered the free shakes, and it did not come with the free shakes. The first week did not come with the free shakes. And what happened was horrible. What happened was I'm like, oh, here's a veggie burger. I'll eat the veggie burger for lunch. And then a half hour later, I'd make a Munster grilled cheese with extra butter. Because let me tell you, the secret to making great grilled cheese, too much butter. The secret to making anything in a frying pan is too much butter. Right, Keith Mortensen? Anything, D. Wells, am I right? Ann Knupp, correct? Neil Paul, Judy Anderson, these are the people who know. You are the people who know. These are my Midnight Misfits. And we know that the key to satisfaction, satiety, sexual satiety, is too much butter. Well, now I have eaten the Nutrisystem, and then I put too much butter in a frying pan, and I make a grilled cheese on white bread. Because do not be pathetic and try to make grilled cheese with any other known bread. Am I right? Do not try to make it with any other known bread. It's just sad. Trying to make grilled cheese healthy is crazy. And then what I found out was that I would take a handful of pecans and half a pound of grapes and an apple and an orange and all of that in an hour. And son of a gun, I'm fatter than I was at the beginning of the Nutrisystem week. Again, no disparagement on Nutrisystem, a fine company that's been around at least 50 years. The problem is not Nutrisystem, it's Walter. The problem is Walter. I thought for sure by making the investment and sitting in the house and staring at the box of frozen Nutrisystem food that I'd be fine. Okay, now at the end of the week, I get in touch with them in their chat room. There's a Nutrisystem counselor. Nutrisystem counselor. And I say, listen, I'm very confused about all this.
You know, Quasimodo predicted all this.
Who did what?
All these problems, the Middle East, the end of the world.
Nostradamus. Quasimodo's the hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, right. Nostradamus.
Nostradamus and Notre Dame. It's two different things completely.
And I'm confused. Whenever I start a new diet, I'm always confused. There were no instructions in the frozen Nutrisystem box. There were no instructions. Now, you've been watching those commercials. I know you have the past 2 months on TV. Nutrisystem for men. And there's a guy in ill-fitting JCPenney clothes. And then he's skinny in ill-fitting JCPenney clothes. Well, look at this. He lost 28 pounds in two days. Like, whoa, okay, I'm going to try that. I found out that it does not work if I continue. If I continue to maintain my regular diet and add Nutrisystem foods. Nutrisystems is not an additive product. I get in touch with them, and I'm like, I didn't get any instructions with this. What am I supposed to do? And everything I got was frozen. I thought I was also supposed to get free shakes, free, quote, delicious shakes. And then it was supposed to be, you know, much easier to understand.
You know. Quasimodo predicted all this.
Who did what?
All these problems, the Middle East, the end of the world.
Nostradamus. Quasimodo's the hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, right. Nostradamus.
Nostradamus and Notre Dame. It's two different things completely.
Very confusing. The Nutrisystem person in the chat room says, we're going to send you another box of food now. It will have your free shakes in it. And instructions. Great. The next box arrives, and they are not dry foods. They are pantry stable foods. They are shelf stable foods, which when I was growing up, that was known as dry foods.
All the money you give to Angie Bompensero and who knows what other widows you've got on your payroll.
It's a business expense.
But there's not enough to make sure your own daughter is protected.
Well, now I have a box of Nutrisystem shelf-stable food and instructions and shakes. I make a chocolate shake, and I have to tell you, I have had a lifetime of protein shakes. I swear, it is the most delicious shake I've ever had. Score one for Nutrisystem. Spectacular. But what have I done? Now I have the Nutrisystem shake, and then I have the shakes I was eating anyway, and then I make scrambled eggs with, what's the key ingredient? Too much butter. I put too much butter in the pan. I eat 3 eggs of scrambled eggs, a toast, and sure enough, in the box of pantry stable food, shelf stable food, is popcorn. And I said to the, I wrote to them, I said, I can make popcorn. I don't need you to make popcorn. And they wrote back, it's free. Busted. That's been my experience. Nothing disparaging about Nutrisystem. Fine company, but I can't do it. Advice, please. Tell me how the hell to do this. I have learned that Nutrisystem is not an additive food. I'm supposed to take away most of the other food and then eat the Nutrisystem. I can't get there. I just psychologically cannot get there, and I need to get there because I am now overweight. I'm not like sort of cute, buy different clothes, overweight, sort of like pudgy, pinch the cheeks overweight. No, we're getting there. We're on the bruiser land. We're on the bruiser land slide. Advice, please. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I love doing this show. This is the best thing I get to do with my life. My whole life is centered around doing this show. And I'm surrounded by people in radio who listen to my show and go like this. Like when I say, well, give me some feedback. What do you think?
Well, why aren't you yelling at Democrats? Why you don't fit in. You don't fit in. You don't fit in.
Sterling on Sunday. Hit after hit.
Coming up in just seconds, we have the usual edition. You'll hear the drive-through brew again. I've got a Florida stories for you. The masterclass, Velo Hole, and the mystery of Oak Island. And there's a new revelation about what's on Oak Island that I think will stun you, absolutely stun you. And we'll talk about the horror of being a high school kid this year trying to graduate. No ceremony. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Tropical storm Arthur continues to get better organized tonight off the South Carolina coast. There are tropical storm warnings for later tonight and tomorrow for the Outer Banks. Plus, we have severe weather tonight across central Illinois and Indiana. Watches in place and numerous warnings for heavy rainfall and gusty winds. That rain extends east of Chicago now up through Michigan and back into the western Great Lakes. And south of Chicago through the Mississippi Valley all the way to the Gulf. And there's a new storm hitting the Pacific Northwest tonight. Snow, higher elevations, but mainly heavy rainfall. Tomorrow, Arthur hits eastern North Carolina. 2 to 3 inches of rain, tropical storm force winds, and is caught by that approaching front coming from the Midwest. Rain's heaviest from the Ohio Valley down to the Gulf. Little risk of anything severe tomorrow, and cooler air then follows that for a couple of days. And the Pacific storm, it kicks in, spreading rain into the Central Valley of California, snow levels dropping to 3,000 feet, the heaviest rains bumping into the Continental Divide, holding up for a day before racing on to the Plains midweek. Tomorrow will be a busy weather day again. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, I have a daughter who is graduating from high school this year, and she was screwed. She was screwed because she was looking forward to the pomp and circumstance of being a senior in high school. She was looking forward to the prom. She had a date for the prom. She corralled some poor sucker into going to the prom with her. She wanted to go to the graduation ceremony with the cap and gown, get her diploma, She's a rules girl. She enjoys these things. I did not. I didn't want to know anything about it. All I wanted to do was get out of high school. I didn't have anything I wanted to do. No, that's not true. It was worse than that. I wanted to hang out at a radio station. But the fact is that my daughter really has felt cheated. And she's right. Then, right now, there are all these pretentious people giving these speeches online to graduating classes, including Barack Obama, a pretentious speech.
Hi, everybody. Anaya, thank you for that beautiful introduction. I could not be prouder of everything you've done in your time with the Obama Foundation. And, of course, I couldn't be prouder of all of you in the graduating class of 2020, as well as the teachers and the coaches, and most of all, parents and family who guided you along the way.
And Selena Gomez, she says, it's okay not to know what to do with the rest of your life. It's a journey to find your direction or your passions. So don't get frustrated by the mistakes and setbacks as they happen to all of us. Yes, Selena Gomez has yet to find any direction. Miley Cyrus also has yet to find any direction. How the hell can Miley Cyrus get up in front of a bunch of high schoolers? She couldn't stay married for a month. I'm truly honored to celebrate each and every one of your high school and college seniors and all that you've accomplished. How would she know what they've accomplished? Oprah Winfrey. She says, even though there may not be pomp because of our circumstances, I'm sure she wrote that herself, never has a graduating class been called to step into the future with more purpose, vision, passion, and energy, and hope. And then here's Tom Hanks's, which is a lot like Oprah Winfrey's. He says, you'll have made it through the time of great sacrifice and great need, and no one will be more fresh to the task of restarting our measure of normalcy than you, you chosen ones. What the hell are you talking about? Oprah and Tom are like reading from the same book. Nothing has happened. If you're a teenager, yeah, you were screwed out of your graduation and your prom. But the fact is, you got to sit at home for 2 months. Every single school system in America has made enormous concessions about grades. The San Francisco school system, shockingly, Real Talk 910, KKSF, every school in San Francisco, A's for everybody, Cadillacs for everyone. Everybody gets an A in San Francisco in the last semester. Did you know that? That's true. And then in many school systems, whatever you got in the last quarter or half a year, that's what you're going to get this semester if you improved it. If it got worse, it doesn't get worse. Wow. Let me repeat. If you got a B last semester and you raise that grade up to an A, you get the A. If it drops down to a C, you keep the B. This is some deal. Don't let any kid tell you that they're miserable about this deal. But that's not who should be giving graduation speeches. It shouldn't be Tom Hanks, who's an actor, and Oprah Winfrey, who's an actor. These are actors. It should be people who have actually gone out in the world and accomplished something. Or Timothy Chalamet. Timmy, who's an actor, he was like one of the big commencement speakers.
Congratulations to the class of 2020. Be well, be safe, peace and love.
What?
Congratulations to the class of 2020. Be well, be safe, peace and love.
Here's who it should be. There should, in fact, only be two commencement speakers. Only two. One of them should be Ed O'Neill. Ed O'Neill.
Now, why don't you just buck out of here?
Jay Pritchett on Modern Family. He should be giving all the speeches.
Now, why don't you just buck out of here?
And the greatest leader of our time, Frank Rizzo.
And you got one, two, three. And I'll do it along with you. It's in that back of that fence. Just the three of us, four of us, me and you. Show you what kind of a man you are. You're less than a man. Okay? You're a crumb creep. And I wouldn't take that off of nobody. And there's three of you and I'm by myself. And when it's over, there'll be nothing to it. Win or lose, okay? but you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum.
And here's the advice that I would give any graduating senior in college or high school. I have a bunch of pieces of advice. Is that the proper grammar, a bunch of pieces of advice? A bunch of pieces of advice? This is my advice. Get a tailor. If you buy your clothes off the rack, spend $25 and get a tailor so they look as though they fit. There is nothing more horrendous than ill-fitting pants, especially on a guy. But I would argue it might be worse on a woman. It's terrifying to see people wearing ill-fitting clothes, because at that moment, the minute you realize they don't fit, that's all you see. And dye the roots. No matter what, dye the roots. Don't think for a second nobody notices that you haven't dyed the roots. And no, you idiot, you don't need to waste $300 at a salon to dye the roots. You buy a box for $12.99 at Rite Aid, and you dye the roots. The usual edition is coming up in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Ever wanted to go somewhere different, unusual, a place that doesn't make sense? It's called Asbestos Falls, and we'll visit on Sterling on Sunday, where this week most fonts have been banned. That's coming up.
All right, I'm throwing out this story about the guy with the peg leg. Okay, I'm throwing out the story about the guy who was doing you-know-what while he was driving. I should have all my stuff together by the time it's my turn for Sterling on Sundays. I'm James Parker. Something's coming up on Florida Stories.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. What are the telltale signs of being abducted by aliens? Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
FORHIMS.com/Walter. ForHIMS.com is a company that makes products for guys. A wide array of products, including tea. I can't wait to get the tea. I ordered the tea. I'm fascinated about tea for men, but more fascinated by the fact that they make the little blue pill. That's right. They'll send you the little blue pill in generic form, which means that you and I can afford it. It also means you and I don't have to suffer the endless shame and embarrassment of going for erection medicine to your doctor, waiting in that smelly, disgusting office for an hour and 15 minutes because somehow or another doctors went to medical school, but they don't know how to read the clock. And then you have to take that prescription. You go to your pharmacy where you've been flirting with Michelle, the pharmacist. She looks at the prescription and goes, ew. She doesn't say that, but she thinks it. There's nothing to be ashamed of. This is a medical condition. It is a medical condition. When you go to forhims.com, they will put you in touch with a real doctor, and the real doctor will determine if the little blue pill, the erection medicine, is right for you. Only a doctor can do that. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if it's right. If it is, they will send you the little blue pill discreetly wrapped to whatever address you want, your home, your office, or your secret UPS box. It's up to you. See the website for full details. And safety information, this could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. That's forhims.com/Walter. Put in the /Walter so I get credit and my kids go to college. Forhims.com/Walter. You want to support a company that makes products for guys. Forhims.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. I have always wanted a home security system. But then I think it through, and I realize it means somebody's going to have to come in my house and install it and put that weird tape on the window. I'm going to have to make a subscription deal and be connected to a central office. I hate all that. BLINK is the home security system I have been waiting for. Blink is an app that goes on my smartphone, and it connects over the internet to cameras positioned wherever I want them. Those cameras have no wires. This is a wireless system. It is not a subscription. You get an app. You get the cameras, you put them where you want, and then you see what's going on. The cameras are motion activated. Somebody goes by the camera, boom, I see it on my smartphone. This must cost a fortune. Nope, $79.99. That's what the system start at, $79.99. Get all the information at blinkprotect.com,
WalterProtect.com. Put in my name, Walter, and you'll get a significant discount.
Till it's over, this is one nation. We will get this right. We will get back to normal. Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, the voice of the Usual Edition, is deep in quarantine with her housekeeper, maid, and chef.
My friends in Santa Monica and Brooklyn Heights shared their avocado toast recipes with me, and I may share them with you at some time, but not right now. Now we shall review the latest odd movements of our questionably elected president. No one actually understands this business with Michael Flynn. All I understand is that the man lost his house. He needed to pay for a lawyer, and he lost his house. Blind reporter James Covert has a report from the latest home show.
I can't see much, but what I do realize is that Michael Flynn lost his house. I mean, the man lost his house. I'm working with a team of house home type people. Here's the natural sound public radio is famous for from Bloomington, Indiana.
60 vendors, a dozen how-to seminars, and one snake. That's what 1,500 people were diving into at the 2016 Home Improvement Fair.
The HRA and the city are very interested in preserving and improving Bloomington's neighborhoods, and this is one way to do it. Get you interested about a project, get out there talking to contractors, find out what you can do to help improve your home.
And there were many ways to get inspired. Booths lined Civic Plaza.
We hope this information helps General Flynn to get a house with that big work island in the kitchen and those hooks that you can hang pots from and look like a real chef.
Have a word with him, yeah? He's given up. Take all the garnish back, do whatever you wish with it. Your special has now become not very special.
I really want to go home now.
Thank you for that gnat sound, Jim. This is what we value most at public radio. Mouth noise, melting stream, and open-air markets in other countries.
This edition of The Usual Edition is made possible by a generous grant from People Who Tweed, and by We Deliver, a company dedicated to sending out drivers who will never find your house and never get the tip you write on the order form. A fun drive starts next week. MasterCard accepted.
Let's get caught up on the Midwest, where everything is pure and honest. We go to Athens for the latest on our Midwest from Jim Coachella.
Thank you, Rachel. Here we are with The Usual Edition. Mike's in Athens.
Sunday today, and all the shops are open, very touristy. There are tourists all over the place. But what I wanted to tell you is most of the products here are very, very traditional. The sandals that you saw, the jewelry and so on. And but on top of everything, it's really fun. It's not a very big market like the one in Istanbul, not by far, not even a tenth of the Grand Bazaar. But it's fun to walk around and it's fun to browse. And let's go see some more. Come on.
Greece isn't just for meat on a stick.
James, it's an honor to hear your quaint open-air marketplace reports. This brings our edition to an end.
The Usual Edition is heard every Sunday on Sterling on Sunday in the second hour. That's 1118 East Coast, 808 on the West Coast. We cannot buy homes on either coast, but gas is still cheap. I'm Word Carr, speaking.
WALT, we are live on a Sunday night. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess this mystery voice.
You call that a jackknife?
You call that a jackknife. Who do you think this is?
You call that a jackknife?
And you could win a prize in
it. Simon Eyes, now discuss floor wise. The dry is so bright it still looks wet.
And like I said, I only respect the idea of speeches given by true leaders,
men and women who have actually accomplished something, like Philadelphia's Mayor Frank Rizzo.
And you
Frank
go one, two, three, and I'll do it along with you. In that back of that fence, just the three of us, four of us, me and you. Show you what kind of a man you are. You're less than a man. Okay? You're a crumb creep. And I wouldn't take that off of nobody. And there's three of you, and I'm by myself. And when it's over, there'll be nothing to it. Win or lose, okay? But you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum.
The greatest mayor in the history of American mayors.
Sterling on Sunday. Hit after hit.
All right, we're rolling now. We have rhythm, internal rhythm. We have forward momentum. We're speaking as though it's afternoon drive, not like it's midnight. We should be speaking like it's midnight, but if a program director listens to an air check of this show at 4 in the afternoon, he'll go, well, you know, he's kind of slow. You know, he speaks kind of slowly. Well, you know, I don't know if it'd work here. No, see, the reason I speak the way I do at midnight is because it's midnight. And people like Keith Mortensen are driving their 18-wheeler. They don't want someone screaming at them. They don't want someone speaking too fast. They don't want somebody going like this. That wouldn't be natural. Therefore, I speak the way I would speak to you if we were in an intimate situation at this hour, 25 past the hour, late at night, on a pretty beautiful night. It's a pretty nice night out there. We're approaching spring. We're getting towards spring. I've got Florida stories for you. The drive-through brew again. Masterclass and an amazing Velo Hool, which will reveal new facts about the curse of Oak Island and this strange...
Congratulations to the class of 2020. Be well, be safe, peace and love.
Yeah, when did Timothy Chalamet become a bad imitation of Ringo Starr? I don't know. Here's the real advice I'd give to any graduating class right now. Now, I'm going to share with you something that will sound like it's bragging, but it's not. It wasn't. If you did something compulsively and you couldn't help yourself, it's not an achievement. It's pathetic. I was an executive vice president at NBC when I was 26 years old. That's right, pay attention. I was a director at ABC when I was 23 years old, and I was the youngest regularly scheduled talk show host in not Des Moines, but New York City. I was a regularly scheduled talk show host when I was 20 in New York City. New York City. I'll tell you what you really need to know. You want to be successful in media? You want to be successful in anything? Here's what you really need to know. But I will also tell you the price. Ask for it. Go in and ask for it. All of those jobs, the reason I got those jobs, I went in and asked for them. Then when I was on the other side of the desk hiring people, whenever somebody came in and asked for the job, looked me in the eye, was sure that they wanted the job, 9 times out of 10, I gave them the job because no one else was coming in. It was the weirdest thing. In every company, in every industry, there are great jobs. There's this myth, this crippling myth, which is that you have to work your way up. No, you don't. That's baloney. There are very few jobs that require skills that necessitate an apprenticeship. Very few. A doctor? Yes. An engineer? Yes. Or else the bridge will fall down. A dentist? Yes. They require an apprenticeship. They require a long gestation period, a long education period. But most jobs don't. They don't. And no media job. My God, no. And what most jobs require is go in and ask for it and show the gumption and guts to ask for the order. That's what most employers are looking for, is who's going to go out into the field, who's going to work every day and do their best because they show up and ask for it. You'd be amazed at how many jobs go begging because no one asks for them, or people think they're not qualified for them. It's not for you to decide if you're qualified for a job. I have an industry can attest to the fact that I was never qualified for any job that I had. None. But I asked for them. I went in and asked for them. It's not for you to decide if you're qualified. Let someone else who's paid to decide if you're qualified to ask for it. That was my experience. That is the advice I would give to any graduating class if somebody had the guts to ask me to speak to a qualifying class, to speak to a graduating class. Well, this is a fun show, isn't it? My number is 888-688-WALT. Love to talk to you. You get a prize announcement for calling in and guessing the mystery voice. 888-688-WALT. Beautiful night. This is Sterling on Sunday.
For the sixth year in a row, we have a named storm in May, before the official start of the hurricane season, June 1st. By the way, an early named storm is no indication of what kind of season we're going to have. I can tell you, Arthur will be but a footnote in weather history, just some heavy rain and gusty winds for eastern North Carolina tomorrow, and that's it. Tuesday, it's out into the Atlantic and fading away, and that'll be it for Arthur. But the worst weather of the week is still to come. A big upper low from Canada will follow Arthur and that front directing Arthur with some cooler weather midweek. Then that new Pacific storm will get pushed out onto the plains and we'll get a new round of severe weather and another wave behind that, looking to add rain to your Memorial Day celebrations, whatever that may involve this year with COVID-19. So this may be the week distance learning actually wraps up in your schools. We still need to be weather alert. Here's some good news, perhaps. There's no new tropical concerns coming up. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we are not going to be in any town or city. We are going to be in the wilderness in an area called Lake Wells Ridge in Central Florida, where scientists have discovered a long-lost blue bee. This is an ultra-rare bee. They do sting. They are potentially deadly. And I am counting down to the viral video of the ultra-rare Florida blue bee versus a murder hornet. Because you know that's about to happen. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Avon Park, Florida, where here's the headline. Florida man arrested for driving with his penis out. And you know what? It's exactly what you think it is. Can we just, let's just skip this one. Can we skip? I'm skipping it. Cool? Hold my beer. Yes, our patience levels are lower in the post-virus world. Next headline, Lakeland, Florida. At a Publix liquor store, a common courtesy happens. Man's walking into the liquor store. He sees another guy coming in behind him. He holds the door open for him. After you, sir. The guy doesn't say thank you. He got his feelings hurt. So then Florida man says, hey, you don't say thank you to people who open the door for you? So then the guy says, yeah, thank you, and walks off. They bump into each other over by the gin. They start jawing again. And Florida man, the guy that was originally holding the door open, being the superb gentleman, just starts wailing on this guy, punching him in the face. There's a great little viral video of it. Even though he is a little high-strung and prone to violence, he's right. Someone holds the door open for you, you should say thank you. Hold my beer. All right, for our next Florida story, we go to Lee County, Florida. We're at the Bass Pro Shop. There's a viral video in the Gulf Coast Town Center. They have one of those big Bass Pro Shops. You ever been to a Bass Pro Shop? It's like a big three-story tall pavilion, just like one big open room. And in the middle of all of them, they have a giant aquarium that's at least 10, maybe even 15 feet tall with that big sheet of glass on one side so you can see all the fish going through and like the artificial rocks. And some kids jumped in there, put it online. It goes viral.
This man took freestyle to a whole different level, diving into the store's aquarium Sunday.
All right, now you hear the story, you think that probably happens like once a month in Florida, right? Yeah, I thought that too, and it turns out we're right.
It's called the Bass Pro Challenge. And we found dozens of videos showing people doing this exact same thing.
I've seen it on TikTok. That's it. So, yeah, it's like, kind
of
funny.
There's dozens of these videos of people jumping into the giant aquariums at Bass Pro Shops. I'm almost proud. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. And this is Florida Stories.
And you got one, two, three. and I'll do it along with you. It's in that back of that fence. Just the three of us, four of us, me and you. Show you what kind of a man you are. You're less than a man. Okay? You're a crumb creep. And I wouldn't take that off of nobody. And there's three of you and I'm by myself. And when it's over, there'll be nothing to it. Win or lose, okay? But you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum.
I'm James from Kansas, and there's more to refurbishing a classic RV than meets the eye. The RV offers lessons for humanity.
James from the AV Crew shares his experience rebuilding an RV.
First, it's essential to embrace the fact that an RV is not just a metal box on wheels. An RV is home to moving beauty. When you pass me on the road, you may not realize the complexity of the machine.
James is your new teacher.
An RV is alive. I put fluid in the front and it comes out the back. That's why I wanted to teach this class. Discover what I have learned about RVs. Many people think they can use standard motor oil in an RV. They can, but it misses the point.
Now, your RV can level up with James.
And don't get me talking about the rat's nest you'll find in the fall in your RV.
Meet James, your new teacher, and this is your masterclass.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. When you call in, you get a chance to guess the mystery voice.
Call that a jackknife?
You call that a jackknife. Can you guess that voice? If you can, you win a prize announcement.
New Simon Eye is now discussed for a while. The dry is so bright it still looks wet.
Actually, my high school graduation and my college graduation both posed the same dilemma. I went to a big college and I went to a big high school. And you could have just so many tickets. Both gave us the same dilemma. We could have three tickets. Three tickets. Mom, dad, and another relative. I don't know about you, but I was blessed with at least two grandparents, maybe four. And we're sitting there going, okay, who do we invite? Now, it was simpler for me because I had a grandfather and a grandmother. That was it. For both graduations, I had a grandmother and a grandfather. Wonderful, loving, sweet. I could not have been blessed with better grandparents. Could not have been blessed. Now we're sitting there, but only one of them can come. Only one of my grandparents can come. And now I was sitting there with my mom and my dad, and we're like, which of them is going to come? How do we solve this? The first instinct was, we're not going to tell them. We're going to tell them that nobody can come but mom and dad. That's what we're going to tell them. But then one of them's going to come, and we have to keep them quiet and not tell the other one. No matter which one it is, they're going to be hurt. You don't want to bring me? You're bringing your grandfather? What's wrong with me? That would be my grandmother's reaction. In retrospect, my grandfather, who was Hungarian, may have been very happy to be left alone at home. He may have been more than happy to not go. I'm not sure. It's entirely possible. But so that was the dilemma. Which one do we invite? Which grandparent do we invite? And it was complex because really the way we decided it, I'm not kidding. We decided it based on which one do we think is going to die first. Whichever one we thought was going to die first, that's who we invited to the graduation. That's how we solved it. But it was not a great party. It was not a great thing. Then it was in June, right? It was hot and inevitably outside. And I'm wearing a gown that was meant for 20 below weather in January. Now it's June and it's 98 degrees. And the graduates have to stand up the whole time. There was no great joy about this. I did not enjoy my graduation. And I remember in college, I got out of college a semester early. And because my parents paid a lot of money for college, We went back up to the college to experience the graduation and to get the damn degree. It was no fun. I can't tell my daughter this. She's missing her high school graduation. Maybe your kids are missing it too. It was not. This wasn't a great thing. But what my kid's high school principal this year did for them was the smoothest move I've ever seen. It was cool as hell. I'll tell you about that coming up in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Ever wanted to go somewhere different, unusual, a place that doesn't make sense? It's called Asbestos Falls, and we'll visit on Sterling on Sunday, where this week most fonts have been banned. That's coming up.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. What are the telltale signs of being abducted by aliens? Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
You know what I don't understand about you is you have pain and you've decided to sit in it. Oh, that's my pain. You're not supposed to have any pain. We were not made to have pain. CBD products remove pain. CBD products. They remove pain. Well, what are they? This is a product extracted from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. And CB Distillery is where I get my CBD products. CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. I found out about CBDistillery.com, not because they were an advertiser, but because one day I said, you know, I've heard about these CBD products. My thumbs are killing me. My feet are killing me. I went online and looked for CBD products, and I found CBDistillery.com. I ordered some. I got them. I used them, and it worked. It did not remove my pain in an hour or a minute. It removed it right now. That was my experience. It may not be yours, but that was my experience. I thought, oh my goodness, this works. We have to get the sales department to do something. I went into the sales department. I woke them up and I said, call CBDistillery.com. See if you can get them on the Walter M. Sterling Show. And they did. Oh my gosh. Now I get to talk to you about it every week. Get the information, please. Do this now. Go to CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Please put in the promo code Walter, that's CBDistillery.com. Why would you sit in your pain if you don't have to? There are products from the hemp plant that will help remove the pain. That was my experience. Go to CBDistillery.com, put in the promo code Walter, get the information. Denied her high school graduation ceremony, rituals, all of that stuff. But her principal did a cool thing, a smooth move. There are 300 graduating seniors in my kids' high school. And they all ordered caps and gowns. They all paid for the order of caps and gowns. We were refunded that money, but she still got the cap and gown delivered personally to each graduating student's home by the principal. And the principal put on some goofy costume that hit his face, made some horrendous sound with a siren in his car, ran up to the front door in this weird Pluto-type costume, put the costume at the front stoop, and then revealed his face. Now, that was a hell of a thing for a principal to do of a public school. He didn't have to do it. There was no reason to do it, but he did it because it was a smooth thing, and I thank my daughter's principal for doing that. All right, let's you and I talk to James Copeland. James Copeland has an RV. He graduated from college last year at this time and somehow or another wangled an RV and has been restoring it ever since. How's that going, James?
It's been pretty good, except I have ants right now. I just saw one crawl by the operating desk here, so that's a little bit disturbing.
It's spring.
Yeah, you know, they're in the house, they're in the RV, so that means I need to move it around a little bit more. But no, we painted it this past week, and so that was much ado, and had to caulk it in the dark. That is not a dirty saying. We actually just, you know, put all the stuff around the windows, and we had to have lights and everything. It was all lit up kind of like a Saturn V rocket just about to launch off the pad.
What color did you paint it?
Well, it's just white right now, so it's a white label RV, but I will tell you it is an actual 1975 Winnebago, and we'll be painting the lovely lime green stripe tomorrow.
Is it a chick magnet?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a chick magnet, especially for those in your age group who remember going on family vacations in one.
I was never subjected to a family vacation in an RV. When you think about that, is that a viable prospect? Because my current, much younger, very beautiful, never suffering wife keeps saying we should rent an RV and drive across the country this summer. How do you feel about that?
That's a hot trend right now, and I was just reading an article about people who are deciding that they don't want to go the hotel route, and they're going to get RVs. And, of course, you know, the crowd in this particular publication were, you know, renting RVs for $130,000 a month or something like that, you know, pocket change, right?
I'm a big believer in 4- and 5-star hotels. I see nothing wrong with them. I personally believe that a vacation without room service is not a vacation at all. When I look at the prospect of 5 people being in an RV, I have 2 thoughts. One, it has to be a very big RV. And number 2, the air conditioning better be spectacular. How is your air conditioning?
So I put in a brand new air conditioner. It is extremely loud, but it is extremely effective, so it works quite well, and it'll be interesting in the summer because the front, the part where you drive it, that air conditioning doesn't work because it's from the 70s and it's all broken down. So I don't have $1,000 to fix it right now, so we are going to run the lovely rooftop air conditioner during the summer while I'm driving, and we'll see how that goes.
What is the BTUs of an RV air conditioner? How big an air conditioner are we talking about?
This particular one is 13,500 BTU, and originally it had 2 10,000 BTU units, which were, you know, that would have been a little overkill when it was first built, but they were sagging the roof down so far that everything was leaking. So I just went with one very sturdily adhered larger unit, and so hopefully that will work. But yeah, you get into these ginormous, like, bus type ones, and they'll have like 2 or 3 enormous air conditioners, you know, 15,000 or up. It's pretty impressive.
You do work that is very sensitive to sound. How can you deal with a very noisy air conditioner?
Processing is your friend. we love processing. In addition, I have some genuine 1950s radio studio sound tiles that I got from a dumpster, so those help a marginal amount.
Many listeners would be shocked at how expensive acoustical tile is. Those foam tiles and the tiles with the holes, they're crazy expensive.
Yeah, one box is $250 just for the smallest amount they will sell you.
Now, if somebody wants to salvage an RV and refurbish it themselves, James Copeland in Kansas, what advice would you have for them?
You need at least a year, and you really should have some place to work on undercover, because we have been doing it in the backyard and in the driveway and have rebuilt the whole roof by doing that. So, yeah, if you can have a year and somewhere undercover, you are well ahead of the curve.
James Copeland, who's refurbishing an RV in Kansas in his parents' driveway, I'm sure, has this strained the relationship you have with your family?
Oh, no, it's been quite the family project, interestingly enough, but I am looking forward to a time when I do not have to mow the yard anymore.
That's a good point. Now, coming up in the next hour, we have Asbestos Falls. Would you like to give us a preview of what we're going to hear on Asbestos Falls?
Yes, well, on Asbestos Falls, we are talking about fonts as the city commission is looking into other useless things to deal with and force upon people. So that stems from a real-life incident I had when I lived in Manhattan, Kansas. So it's all coming up on Asbestos Falls.
You had trouble with fonts when you lived in Manhattan, Kansas?
The city commission actually was putting in a new sign ordinance, and so it was kind of a similar thing. But anytime any city commission starts talking about changing sign ordinances, you know that's a bad, bad sign.
Yeah, or you're in Quebec. Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday, James. I appreciate all of your help. All right, you and I are going to talk. Now, I've got a lot. I've got too much going on, but this is a good time for a Sterling snap, a Sterling snap. Whatever you're looking at right now, I'd like you to take a picture of it and email it to me right now, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Send it to me, and I'll post it on Facebook on Tuesday, and then we can share in the communal experience of a giant network radio show, the fastest-growing network show in American radio. Plus, we will have this.
And you got one, two, three, and I'll do it along with you. It's in that back of that fence, just the three of us, four of us, me and you. Show you what kind of a man you are. You're less than a man. Okay? You're a crumb creep. And I wouldn't take that off of nobody. And there's three of you, and I'm by myself. And when it's over, there'll be nothing to it, win or lose, okay? But you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum.
And then in the next hour, you and I can agree that Justin Bieber had a better sex life than any of us before he got married. And yet, he's sitting there complaining with his supermodel wife that he wishes he entered the marriage as a virgin. That's correct. You and I coming up in seconds, Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Tropical storm Arthur continues to get better organized tonight off the South Carolina coast. There are tropical storm warnings for later tonight and tomorrow for the Outer Banks. Plus, we have severe weather tonight across central Illinois and Indiana. Watches in place and numerous warnings for heavy rainfall and gusty winds. That rain extends east of Chicago now up through Michigan and back into the western Great Lakes. And south of Chicago, through the Mississippi Valley, all the way to the Gulf. And there's a new storm hitting the Pacific Northwest tonight. Snow, higher elevations, but mainly heavy rainfall. Tomorrow, Arthur hits eastern North Carolina. 2 to 3 inches of rain, tropical storm force winds. And is caught by that approaching front coming from the Midwest. Rain's heaviest from the Ohio Valley down to the Gulf. Little risk of anything severe tomorrow. And cooler air then follows that for a couple of days. And the Pacific storm, it kicks in, spreading rain into the Central Valley of California. Snow levels dropping to 3,000 feet. The heaviest rains bumping into the Continental Divide. Holding up for a day before racing on to the plains midweek. Tomorrow will be a busy weather day again. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Asbestos Falls Radio, I'm James Kearney reporting. Here are this evening's headlines. The number of legal fonts and typefaces in Asbestos Falls has been dramatically reduced. The City Commission voted unanimously yesterday that the general public may only use Courier New. Only government officials are allowed to use other fonts, including Futura. Lawyers may continue to use Times New Roman. As you can imagine, this has caused considerable panic among small business owners who are rushed to update their building signage at this hour. Adobe Rose Printing is working around the clock to keep up with demand. When asked to explain their logic behind the decision, the commissioners started shuffling papers around on their collective 20-foot-high desk and murmured, pretending the question had not been asked. Hot fudge was then poured on the reporter and the meeting was adjourned. Surprisingly, the publisher of The Asbestonian is not too upset because the newspaper is already typed on an IBM Selectric before being photocopied.
Your community calendar.
Gator Day is coming up. That's right, it's almost time to put Bessie the alligator into her concrete pen in City Park for the summer. Handlers from the Creosote County Zoo will be on hand this Wednesday at noon to drop Bessie into her cage. Afterwards, visitors are encouraged to feed their leftover garbage to the gator, as she serves as the official trash receptacle for the park during the summer months. That's Asbestos Falls Radio for this evening. James Kearney reporting. Asbestos Falls is written and produced by James Copeland and a 1975 Winnebago Indian. Questions or comments can be directed to heartlandheadlines@gmail.com.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Just all white. It's gorgeous.
But basically, due to insurance or something of the little town, they're not allowed to have any kind of parades. So what they do is they have this massive rainbow flag, and they come down with a Canadian flag and a rainbow flag down the mountain, and it's sort of their version of a parade. I think it's super cute. Don't you, babe? Yeah. I think it's a lovely way to celebrate Pride. So we're just up here waiting for them to go down. Hello.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports?
All right, I want to see what you're looking at the Sterling Snap. It's time for the Sterling Snap. Take a picture of what you're looking at with that overpriced phone that you have and send it to me. So Walter M. Sterling at Gmail, Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. And then on Tuesday, I'll post it on my Facebook page, which is Walter M. Sterling. We have amazing photographs of Walter M. Sterling on Facebook. There you go. All right, what else have I got for you now? Now, this is what I want to talk about. It's very, very important. Justin Bieber, who's had a very different life than you and I, had this to say recently. Listen carefully.
I wanted to protect the moment. You know, I don't know how many opportunities I'm going to get. You know, we never know how many opportunities we're going to get with anybody. I mean, just I'm tearing up thinking about it just with the Kobe situation, you know. You just never know. And so I just wanted to be a good example, you know. And, yeah.
Did you feel protective of her?
Yeah, I definitely feel protective of her. It was hard for me being that young and being in the industry and not knowing where to turn and everyone, you know, telling me they love me and, you know, just turn their back on you in a second. So, yeah, it's hard because I want her to know that, you know, she can count on me. But at the end of the day, I don't want to. Never gonna force myself to be in relationship with her. It has to be natural, right? So I just kind of, you know, let her do her thing, and if she ever needs me, I'm gonna be here for her. But
what'd he say? All right, listen, Justin Bieber wishes he saved himself for marriage. Sex can be kind of confusing, says Justin. When asked about his past regrets, Justin Bieber wished he had remained abstinent from sex until marriage. If I could go back and not have to face some of the bad hurt, I probably would have saved myself for marriage, the 26-year-old yummy hitmaker told his fans. Before explaining his decision, the Canadian sensation acknowledged his confusion that he said made him crazy. Justin Bieber wished he had remained abstinent from sex until, where's my glasses? Until marriage on his Facebook series. Here we go. Sex can be kind of confusing. His other half, however, disagreed and pointed out that they had different experiences with everything. I do agree with the fact that being physical sometimes can make things more confusing, said the supermodel. He married a supermodel and a Baldwin. And somehow or another, they were confused. So these two geniuses are stuck in the house during the virus, and they're confused. He wishes he had abstained from sex. Now, let's see if we can agree on one thing, ladies and gentlemen. What Justin Bieber had before he got married in terms of sex was at an entirely different level than what you and I had. My sex before marriage pretty much consisted of being thrilled to get a bra off on a third or 15th date. That was an enormous win. Justin would stand on stage and women would throw bras at him. Let's review the difference. You and I, foreplay was 3 months of begging, expensive meals, meeting the parents, renting somebody else's car, borrowing somebody's expensive car, begging, expensive meals, and then maybe, I don't know, in the 15th month, sex. Justin Bieber gets on stage. Bras were thrown at him. Women were thrown at him. Women tried to sneak into his dressing room. You know, the Me Too women would sneak into his dressing room demanding sex. Often he would have sex with them. And then he was confused. Now he's married. He goes, gee, you know, I wish I had abstained. Was it possible for you to abstain, Justin? If women showed up in your dressing room, your hotel room, your limo, was it possible to abstain when you're 19 years old? Was that actually an option? My friend, now that you're married, do you wish you had abstained? Do you wish you had abstained from sex before you got married? No, really, do you? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I am not. I am glad I had sex before I got married, because there was great debate about this for a long time. Like, do you, don't you, you know, you save it for marriage? I don't think it's something you want to save for marriage. I'm darn sure it's not something you want to save for marriage, because it is a unique enterprise. And therefore, you probably should know something about it going into it, so to speak. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice and win a prize announcement. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. What are the telltale signs of being abducted by aliens? Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Of course you want your family to be safe and your valuables to be protected. The problem in the past with home security systems is that they have wires and they have to be connected to a central office. And then sometimes the wires break at 2:30 in the morning and the alarms go off, but there was nothing wrong. No more. Now you can get a home security system that has no wires. It is not connected to a central office. It's connected to your smartphone. It's called Blink Home Security, B-L-I-N-K. B-L-I-N-K. And you can find out about it at blinkprotect.com. Blinkprotect.com. Well, what are you going to find? You're going to learn that the Blink system is an app that gets downloaded to your phone, and there it is. Then over the internet, it automatically connects to cameras, little tiny cameras that have no wires, no wires. You put those cameras wherever you want. Your back door, your front door. In fact, you can put it on your front door and see when you get packages. You can see when you get packages when you're at work. Then here's the cool thing. If you order the X-T2, the X-T2 camera, you can talk over your phone, over the internet, to those cameras. You can say, don't touch that box. Or you can put it out by your garage and go, get away from the raccoons, get away. No, really. The X-T2 camera, coolest thing you ever saw. You can just, you see somebody in front of the camera, you talk on your smartphone, and you say, get out of there, or call the police. It's great. Get the information at blinkprotect.com. Blinkprotect.com. Put in the promo code Walter for a significant discount. Blink is a Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
Sterling on Sunday.
Finally, you can have the erection medicine that you've been demanding, because now it's generic. Instead of paying like $300 or $400 a pill, you can get it in a generic form. Now, I said medicine. That's because the challenge of getting an erection is a medical condition, and it can be solved with a medical solution, a medicine. Now, you get medicines with a prescription, and prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. From who? From ForHims, forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter. FORHIMS.com/Walter. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds. If you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy, remember that's forhims.com/Walter.
From Corolla to Parma, it's the drive-thru brew. Drive through and you're through. Never leave your car. Get stuffed with Stegmeier. Now, the adventures of life inside the drive-thru brew. We catch up with the manager and his assistant, Jake.
Now, Jake, our business is through the barn. We have never had so many cars in the drive-thru brew. What is the biggest seller so far?
We have a lot of peels and the Stegmeier Hootenanny recordings from WARM Scranton in 1968 and t-shirts. We sell a lot of t-shirts about the drive-thru. It's a top souvenir.
You are the end, the groovy sounds on the Joey Shaver Show.
The t-shirts take us back to a time of wet tea contests, sleepovers when all you wear is a tea, and Fort Lauderdale before the town council drove out the kids and destroyed the beach with expensive condos, and Neil Rogers died.
Okay, that's the saddest part. Weak-kneed, slime-ball, yellow-livered, lily-livered politicians. Why don't they have altar girls?
Jake, there is clearly something wrong with you. Oh, Lordy, what's next? Rehab!
Next time on Life at the Drive-Thru Brew.
You have to experience life in Mercury being in retrograde.
Sterling on Sunday's Life in the Drive-Thru Brew. Word Car. Speaking.
I look forward to speaking with you at 888-688-WALT. Everybody who talks to me tonight gets a chance to win a prize announcement for knowing this voice.
Call that a jackknife?
Poor Justin Bieber.
I wanted to protect the moment. You know, I don't know how many opportunities I'm going to get. You know, we never...
Shut up. Poor Justin Bieber. He regrets not being a virgin when he got married. He marries a supermodel who's older than him, a Baldwin, no less, beautiful woman. And now he's sitting there alone with her in quarantine. And he's like, you know, I wish that I hadn't had sex before I got married. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you and I did not have sex like Justin Bieber. Can you imagine the sex life of Justin Bieber when he was 19, 20, 21, 22, 23? Can you imagine? Here's how he dated. He went out on stage. He started to sing. Women threw their bras and underwear at him. They paid security guards to slip him their phone numbers. They did whatever they had to do to get into his dressing room, into his hotel room. Everywhere he walked was a beautiful girl wanting to make love to him. Everywhere he went, if their father was in any way, shape, or form, or their mother in any way, shape, or form in show business, they used every connection they could to meet Justin Bieber. That was his life. Now he's sitting there whining. He's whining. All that man should be whining about are his tattoos. His tattoos are hideous. I believe almost everybody's tattoos are hideous, but it's a whole different subject. Now Justin is married. First of all, if you're Justin Bieber, why the hell did you get married? You have $100 million. For years you dated Selena Gomez. Now you're married. You're sitting there in your estate in Beverly Hills, Bel Air, wherever you live, with a beautiful supermodel, and you're complaining. Rather than saying, I am grateful. Oh, and he's a Jesus freak, right? He's supposed to be a Jesus freak. Rather than just saying, Jesus, thank you so much for everything you've given me. Please show me how to take care of the gifts you've been giving me. That's what he should be saying every minute of his life. His hit records, his $100 million, his Baldwin wife, and the 800 girls that he slept with before marriage. Instead, he is saying, let me quote it accurately. Quote, if I could go back and not have to face some of the bad hurt, I probably would have saved myself for marriage, said the 26-year-old hitmaker. Now, please understand how this is written. This is in the Daily Mail. It doesn't just say he regrets this. Even in the article, the writer is trying to make love to him. Listen carefully. If I could go back and not have to face some of the bad hurt, I probably would have saved myself for marriage, said the 26-year-old yummy hitmaker, told his fans with wife Haley at his side. Before explaining his decision, the Canadian sensation acknowledged his confusion may sound crazy. Yes, Justin, your confusion sounds crazy, but even in those two sentences, he was complimented in an almost sexual way by the writer. He cannot escape it. He's married to Hallie Baldwin, not an Alec Baldwin daughter. This is a different Baldwin, a little-known off-island, offshore Baldwin. Nevertheless, a Baldwin, good for Christmas. And there he is whining about his confusion. His confusion. Is suffering, having had woman after woman after woman throwing herself at him, and not one of them screaming, me too, not one of them. That's what he says. Sex can be kind of confusing. Have you ever found sex to be confusing in any way? Have you? Because to the rest of us, it's spaced out pretty well. To the rest of us, sex is spaced out so well we have plenty of time to sit back and absorb it, process it, enjoy the memory. Enjoy the memory of the memory. Our lives are fine. We don't have any confusion about sex. Justin Bieber, $100 million in the bank, a Baldwin at his side, and a long list. I guess his confusion is how many he had sex with. Usually people can answer that question easily. How many people did you have sex with? I bet you can answer that right away. Six. That's your answer. Mine's different. But I bet yours answer is six. Are you confused about sex? Should I run with this topic? Should we take phone calls about this? Sure, let's do that. Let's talk. Remember, when you call in, you're anonymous, you're safe, your significant other is asleep, your on-the-road friend is asleep, you're safe. You and I can talk. And if you're in your truck, isn't that great? This is like a media room. You have the best media room in the world. You have a big 18-wheeler. You have a cool little plug into the cigarette lighter refrigerator and microwave. Do you have one of those cool trucks? I'd love to see that. Here's my phone number. Let's talk. 888-688-WALT. When you call in, you get a chance to win a prize announcement. If you know that voice, my phone number, 888-688-WALT, W-A-L-T. You're driving across Route 80? You're my guy. Going up I-5, California. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. We have a big, giant show. It's the fastest growing show in network radio. That's because the other ones are just dying on the vine. No, really, they are. All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. I know everybody's talking about Arthur, the tropical storm coming up the East Coast. We even told you about it last week in our reports. For the sixth year in a row, we have a named storm in May, before the official start of the hurricane season, June 1st. By the way, an early named storm is no indication of what kind of season we're going to have. I can tell you Arthur will be but a footnote in weather history, just some heavy rain and gusty winds for eastern North Carolina tomorrow, and that's it. Tuesday, it's out into the Atlantic and fading away, and that'll be it for Arthur. But the worst weather of the week is still to come. A big upper low from Canada will follow Arthur and that front directing Arthur with some cooler weather midweek. Then that new Pacific storm will get pushed out onto the plains, and we'll get a new round of severe weather and another wave behind that, looking to add rain to your Memorial Day celebrations, whatever that may involve this year with COVID-19. So this may be the week distance learning actually wraps up in your schools. We still need to be weather alert. Here's some good news, perhaps. There's no new tropical concerns coming up. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Alien abduction. Much more common than you would ever think. A lot of times people think that they'll wake up in the morning with a slight headache and all of a sudden remember weird things that happened overnight. I can tell you what that is. That's called a dream. A majority of those who are abducted by aliens experience the following symptoms. Number one, they wake up like they haven't slept at all. Their body is achy, and they just don't know what happened because they blacked out for 12 hours. Another telltale sign of alien abduction is this. Weird cuts on your body. If all of a sudden you find a cut on your arm that looks like it's already becoming a scar, or all of a sudden your face has unique scratches and cuts on them, it very well could be because you were abducted by aliens. Another telltale sign of being abducted by aliens is that you do not have an appetite. And you wake up and just go, I'm not hungry at all. All you want to do is drink water. And you'll drink a lot of it and go to the bathroom a lot. Those people who all of a sudden have these fanciful stories of meeting the Greys and meeting all these types of things. While that can be true, a lot of these people are copycats, wanting a little bit of celebrity in their otherwise meaningless lives. Aliens are coming to our world on a daily, if not hourly, basis. They can turn off your brain. They can erase any thoughts that you had for 12 to 24 hours. If all of a sudden you realize you've been asleep for 2 days, think aliens first. Aliens! If all of a sudden you feel like you can telepathically communicate with magnolias. Aliens! Alien abductions. They're a thing. They happen. You've probably been abducted. I'm Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Noted alien expert on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, my Midnight Misfits. If you have a Midnight Misfit card, I'm going to give you your secret message, but you can only decode it with the Midnight Misfit card. How do you get it? I will tell you in seconds. Right now, I'm going to give you the message. You can go to your Midnight Misfit card and decode it. Do I hear a bed under me? Keep that bed under me. Wait, I'm not going to give out the secret message till I have a bed. Doo, doo, doo. You're playing it? I don't hear it. Anyway, hashtag the number one, the number four, the number one, a Y, 9, D, E, C, W. It tells you what it is that I want the most from you. I'll give it to you again. Hashtag the number one, the number four, the number one, Y, 9, D, E, C, and a W. If you want to get your Midnight Misfit decoder card, here's all you got to do. Go to Walter M. Sterling.com, WalterMSterling.com. and just put in your email. No one's going to get in touch with you. And you can download it, print it for free right now. That's right, right now. You don't mail away for it. We're not going to mail you anything. You can print it out for your very self. And the colors are spectacular. You've got to see this. The colors are just amazing. Plus, you will learn what your qualifications are, what you have to do to be a Midnight Misfit, like Neil Paul, Judy Anderson, Dee Wells, Ann Knupp, John Kelly, who lives in another country. We have listeners in other countries. Charles Reveneau, Charlie Green. These are the Midnight Misfits. I'm so proud of every one of them. Every one of them. Some of them have been with us for a very long time. Like Beryl Kravitz, who made me the most beautiful Christmas card I've ever received. And others have just joined us this week. Go to my website, waltermsterling.com. Get all the information. And I want you to send me a snap of whatever you're looking at right now. Would you do that? Just take a picture of whatever you're looking at and send it to waltermsterling@gmail. waltermsterling@gmail. Very simple. Then I'll post it on Saturday. I'll post it on Tuesday. I look forward to seeing them from you. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. You and I are not supposed to be in pain. It's not something we have to get through. We're not supposed to, you know, see if the aspirin will work. No, no, no. There are products that you and I can try that will remove the pain in many instances. And one of them are CBD products made from the marijuana plant, the hemp plant. And I get my CBD products from CBDistillery.com. Where I get my CBD products matters. CBDistillery.com purifies these, tests them, and has hundreds of thousands of happy customers. The products from the hemp plant are legal. You don't need a prescription. The cop isn't going to pull you over. These are purified and terrific. Now, you can get them in many forms: pills, capsules, salves, sticks, creams, whatever form is comfortable for you. That's how you can get them. And this is how you know CBD Distillery. CB Distillery is a real company. They make it in dosages from like 5 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams. You can get the dose that's right for you. Oh, and you can get gummies. That's right. You can get gummy bears as CBD products. CBDistillery.com. Go to their website right now. CBDistillery.com. Please go there now, because why sit in your pain? It's a long weekend. You have nothing to do. Go there. CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Put in the promo code Walter. Promo code Walter. And every second closer to getting that product, you are closer to removing your pain. That's my experience. It may not be yours. Why not find out? CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Promo code Walter for a significant discount. Probably the major reason I do the show. I'll tell you the truth. Right now, I have no phone calls. You and I want to talk? This is the moment. Here's my number. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. I used to have a sound engineer before James Montag, who used to say, if you want them to call, why don't you give them the phone number? And then I would, and then we'd get calls. But I always enjoy talking to you, and you could win a prize announcement just by calling and identifying the mystery voice. All the lines are open. That's amazing. Never happens. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. We can talk about my failure with Nutrisystems, about the fact that the graduation speeches given by celebrities are lame and have nothing to do with real life. But also, we often talk about the curse of Oak Island. And Velo Houle had another report tonight about the curse of Oak Island. And you know what? There was a report by Canadian archaeologists. And they're never Canadian archaeologists who make jokes. They're not like jokers. Canadian archaeologists are very serious. They came out with a report this week about Oak Island. And they said what I've been saying for months, maybe years. If you go to the beach, If you go to the shore of a lake or the ocean and you dig a hole, about 5 feet down, the water's going to come in, and that's the end of your hole. It'll make like a little sinkhole. These archaeologists said, well, the nature of the soil on Oak Island is such that actually Oak Island is a giant sinkhole. These aren't man-made tunnels. Every time they dig and you see water rushing in, they go, well, that's the trap door. Those are man-made tunnels, eh? I'm like, no, those aren't man-made tunnels. Those are sinkholes. That's where the water is rushing in from the ocean, and it's just flooding in from the ocean. It's not a sinkhole. It's not a secret tunnel with a trap door, but that's what they keep saying. Now, they've been at this for 8 seasons. After 8 seasons and $1 gazillion and the largest digging equipment you and I have ever seen, there is nothing there. Now, the archaeologists say something interesting. The archaeologists are saying that, in fact, what has been found on Oak Island is incredibly valuable. They have found crosses, keys, coins that prove that there has been a tremendous amount of interest at Oak Island over the centuries. I say that's also not true. I say that the crosses and the keys and the buttons and all the little tchotchkes, the archaeological tchotchkes that they have found on Oak Island. You know what I say that is? Those are just shipwrecks. That's just stuff that's been... This is the North Atlantic. This is the first point of entry to North America. All that is stuff that's washed ashore over the centuries from boats that have shipwrecked offshore. That's it. That's all it is. But God bless the History Channel. The treasure of Oak Island is what the History Channel has been able to reap from advertising. That's what it looks like to me. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. 888-688-WALT. And then, ladies and gentlemen, my final dilemma. My dilemma is this. I have a 17-year-old daughter who was denied her graduation, who was denied her prom, who was denied her rituals of high school. And I looked at my current wife, who happens to be her mother, and I said to her, when is graduation? And she said, June 3rd. I'm like, oh my gosh, what the heck do we get her for a graduation present? She's about to enter college in the fall. It seems to me that the tuition and the fees, that's plenty of graduation present. Paying for her college is plenty of graduation present. But if you're a 17-year-old girl, you're not going to look at it that way. You're going to imagine there should be some other graduation present. And I know what she wants. She wants a Cadillac convertible, you know, like a 1979 Cadillac convertible, something really cool. Even if I could weasel that, her mother would be not happy. Her mother does not want a 1979, 1989 Cadillac convertible. She doesn't want that. I don't know what to get her for high school graduation. When I was in high school, the graduation present was, what did my parents get me? Maybe a refrigerator for college. And I think when I graduated from college, they gave me a Sony Trinitron TV. That was still, to this day, the best TV ever. Right, Jerry? That was the best TV ever. But now it's different. I have no idea what to get her. My wife said, well, you know, we could get her something at Tiffany. I'm like, that's no fun. Yeah, it's no way. Let her husband get her stuff at Tiffany's 25 years from now when she gets married. I have no idea what to get her for graduation from high school. What do you get a kid for graduation from high school who has everything? Let's review. She has the iPhone. She has access to a car. She has all the clothes she could ever want because every hour I see another charge on the bank account for clothes. She clearly seems to have all the clothes she could ever want. She has her own room. She has her own floor. She has her own bathroom. What I would have given when I was a teenager to have my own floor and my own bathroom, that is some gift. And what else does she always have? She always has, clothes, food, She can go to any social event she wants. So I don't know what to get my high schooler for graduation. Any advice is welcome. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Because here's my feeling. I feel we should get her nothing. I have paid for $8 gazillion worth of dance classes and $8 gazillion worth of dance competitions. And, oh, did I mention she was a pageant girl? You have a pageant girl in your house? They wake up, $1,000, please. And then, now we're going to send her to a pricey private school. I feel her whole life has been a present. Her entire life has been a present. I have no idea what a reasonable graduation present is. None. Could use your advice. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. And I'd love to get a picture of what you're looking at right now, a Sterling snap. Then we post it on Facebook, Walter M. Sterling. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Send me the snap. What else did I want to mention to you? Oh, yeah, yeah. So these airlines, I went online to book an airline ticket. And this was fascinating, what I learned. I went online to book an airline ticket. And I remember what the price of these tickets were right before the virus. And we got credit for our trip. And I thanked the airline for giving me credits. They gave me no hard time with this. That was a blessing. Now, let's say they cost $2,000 for a family of five. Now I go back online to rebook it to go down Thanksgiving week. Rebook it, same seats, same airline, same time of day. And the price had been $2,000. Now I go to rebook it, and I have a credit on their bank for $2,000. You know what? Now I go. And it says $4,500 for the same tickets. And I'm like, how could this be? I look at this, and it says, look at the seating charts. I'm like, okay, I'm looking at the seating chart. You know what I see? They have cut out half the seats in order to, because they're not United Airlines and they have decency, they have put a spacing seat between every seat to prevent the spread of the virus. Okay, great. Now, are they going to lose any money on that? Oh, no, 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 no. They're going to charge double for the seats. They're making up for it by charging double for the seats. It's crazy talk. That's where it's going to be difficult for things to get back to normal, because nothing's going to be back to normal in terms of pricing and how people adjust to work and all of this. Here's what I pray for. I pray for the fact that nobody goes back to work, that everybody's working, but working from wherever they want. You love driving a truck? Go drive the truck. You love making deliveries? Great. You love working on the road? Me too. You love working in a hotel or a resort? Absolutely terrific. But there's no reason for a thought worker to go into a tall building to think. That makes no sense, does it? That's the one thing we've all learned. It makes no sense to go into a tall building to think. That's crazy thinking. It's completely unnecessary. I'll bet you the biggest change in our economy is going to be that all that commercial real estate, 80% of it, all of a sudden goes empty because people go, wait a minute, why am I driving 2 hours each week, each way to go into an elevator, to go into a tall building to think when I found out I can think at home? No problem. Karen and Mr. Sneakers, thank you for your note. I appreciate your note, but pay attention. There's no need to go into the tall building to think, is there? Have a spectacular week. Stay in touch by sending me an email to waltermsterling@gmail, waltermsterling@gmail. And the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help. This is Sterling on Sunday.
My classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.